Scientists create bionic mushroom that produces electricity. By Genevieve Scarano on November 7th on Geek.com. Move over, wall outlets. Scientists have created a bionic mushroom that can produce electricity. And this powerful fungi could be used to juice up devices and other equipment in the future. Researchers at the Stevens Institute of Technology recently transformed an average white button mushroom into a bionic mushroom by supercharging it with 3D printed, electricity generated cyanobacteria clusters and graphene nanoribbon swirls that collect the current. Their work, which was published in the November 7th issue of Nanoletters, aims to demonstrate how cells, biological machinery systems, can be used to benefit the environment and healthcare. In this case, our system, this bionic mushroom, produces electricity, said Manu Manor, an assistant professor of mechanical engineering at Stevens. By integrating cyanobacteria that can produce electricity with nanoscale materials capable of collecting the current, we were able to access the unique properties of both, augment them, and create an entirely new functional bionic system. Manor and Sudeep Joshi, a postdoctoral fellow in his lab, tested white button mushrooms to see if they could provide the right nutrients, moisture, pH, and temperature for cyanobacteria to produce electricity for extended periods of time. Their testing revealed that the cyanobacteria cells lasted more days when placed on a white button mushroom cap compared to a silicon and dead mushroom setting. They used a robotic arm-based 3D printer to print an electronic ink with a graphene nanoribbons and printed a bio-ink containing cyanobacteria onto the mushroom's cap in a spiral pattern. At locations where the spiral pattern intersected with the electronic ink, electrons were able to transfer through cyanobacteria outer membranes to the conductive graphene ribbons. When they shined a light on the mushroom, it activated cyanobacterial photosynthesis and produced a photocurrent. Additionally, both researchers discovered that the amount of electricity produced can vary depending on how cyanobacteria are packed together. When cyanobacteria are more densely packed, they're more likely to generate electricity. The 3D printing helped cyanobacteria increase their electricity-producing activity because they were placed close together on top of the mushroom. With this work, we can imagine enormous opportunities for next-generation biohybrid applications. For example, some bacteria can glow, while others sense toxins or produce fuel, said Manor. By seamlessly integrating these microbes with nanomaterials, we could potentially realize many other amazing designer biohybrids for the environment, defense, healthcare, and many other fields.